Reach your heart out, son. If you would, please, would you open your Bibles, please, to Acts chapter number 4. Thank you, preacher, for the opportunity to preach behind this pulpit. I don't take it lightly to be able to preach behind the pulpit of my home church. It's an exciting thing to be back at home. It always has a special feeling walking in those doors. And I told Miss Liz yesterday, I said, well, this is going to be kind of strange because for 15 years I sat behind and watched you preach behind, and now I'm preaching up here, and now you're watching me. Well, that's kind of strange, but if we could all stand for the reading of God's word. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 31, the Bible says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, just I want to again thank you for the opportunity to preach, Lord. And Lord, thank you for preacher giving me the opportunity, Lord. And Lord, just thank you for this church, Lord. Lord, I just don't want to be up here just to fulfill the time of a sermon, Lord. I want to speak the time and the words, Lord, that you gave me, Lord. And Lord, give me the words to say, Lord. Let me not say a word that you wouldn't want me to say, Lord, but let me say everything that you would, Lord. And Lord, just bless this message, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You may be seated. What I want to talk to you today, this evening, is there's something worth having. This verse makes me excited here because when they had prayed, the ground was shaken because they was all filled with the Holy Ghost. But there's something worth having, but I want to preach to you, well, why isn't it happening? Last year sometime, I began to babysit a little dog. His name was Bernie. He was only about that tall, and he was a prissy little fella. And he was black, and I never thought that the opportunity, I love dogs, I never thought the opportunity would happen where I was able to have a dog. Well, it really wasn't mine, but Ivan got paid to watch it. He got there about 7 o'clock in the morning. He was there to 4 o'clock at night. And this lady paid me because he's one of those dogs you couldn't leave alone. Well, the one that got this closest to him was my father, the one that didn't want the dog to begin with. And I'd come home, and he'd be sitting on the couch, and Bernie would be snuggled up beside of him, and Bernie's tail would be wagging. But one evening, I was reading a book, and I was on the couch, and I had the book open, and I made a peanut butter sandwich. Well, Bernie wasn't allowed to eat anything but his treats that was in his bag. He wasn't allowed to eat people food. And I was eating the sandwich, and I forgot, and I laid it on my lap, and I looked over at Bernie, and Bernie was going like that. I was like, well, I was like, what happened here? And I looked down at my sandwich, and there was an unusual bite taken out of this sandwich. And I looked at Bernie, and I said, well, what did you do? And he put his head down like that, and I was like, well, I know what he did. But Bernie wanted that thing. Bernie wanted that sandwich. And I just pray that the people of the churches in America would just get a hold of what happened here in Acts chapter 4 and verse 31, where they was filled with the Holy Ghost. Yes. Let's turn to John chapter 20. And verse number 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had said so, he showed unto him his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed upon them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. Then the other disciples therefore said unto them, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto us, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put his fingers in the print of his nails, and thrust my hands into his side, I will not believe. Here Thomas was not here to see that the hands and the and the wounds and the feet wounds of Jesus. And the people being filled with the Holy Ghost were so excited about it that they had to run and they had to tell Thomas that they was filled with the Holy Ghost because they were so excited about it. If, turn to Acts chapter 1 and verse number 5. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times for the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive the Holy Ghost, and after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be a witness unto me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, and unto the othermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up out of a cloud and received them unto their sight. Now here they was filled with the Holy Ghost, and Jesus said, after they was filled with the Holy Ghost, they shall receive power, and they shall be a witness. And oh, we should get down on our hands and knees and beg God for the power of God so we can be a witness to other people. The preacher's message this morning was just phenomenal about being a soul winner and a soul winner. And we need to be out. America's going to hell, and no one much cares about it anymore. And we need to get out, and we need to pray for the Holy Ghost to give us the courage to go out and go door-to-door soul winning and tell others about Christ. If you would please turn to Acts chapter 2 and verse number 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them a cloven tongue like as fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they wasn't speaking in tongues, they were just speaking in the language that people could understand. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this noise was abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are now all these that which speak Galileans? And how we... And how every man in our own tongue wherein we were born. They heard that, I don't know, every man here in our own tongue where we were born. Now here they was filled again with the Holy Ghost, and God did great mighty things through them. If we just pray for the Holy Ghost and pray for the power of God, God will do things in us that we never thought that we could do. I never thought that I'd be standing behind this pulpit one day and preaching to my home church. But with the power of the Holy Ghost, we can do anything that that God wants us to do. And I remember the night that I surrendered to preach. I was sitting there in the back of our church in the sound booth. Someone got up and was singing Sinner Saved by Grace. I said, man, I can't breathe right now. I said, Lord, what do you want? He said, you know what I want. Yeah. I said, well, I'll go pray about it. Boy, I really couldn't breathe then. And man, we had an evangelist there, and I'm all for long preaching, but man, he preached for 2 hours. And I thought, man, when is this thing over? And when he ended, I walked forward and I got down on my hands and knees, an open door. They're really not in an amening church. But when Dad said, boy, my boy just surrendered to preach, man, them people stood up and screamed. And I thought, man, if they're going to back me that much, man, I can do anything that I wanted to with the Holy Ghost. Amen. If you would, please turn to Acts chapter 2 and verse number 38. Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the Holy Ghost. I'm glad I'm saved. I remember one night, this morning I played the offertory. I love music. And I love music for a specific reason. One night, August the 8th, 1994, I was only 4 years old. I was in the living room, 7710 Peck Road. And Dad was packing his lunch. He was getting ready for work. And Dad always sang. Dad can't sing real well. But Dad always sang. When he was packing his lunch and he was in the corner and he starts singing, "When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, when the morning breaks eternal bright and day, let us labor for the master from the dawn till setting sun. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there." And I was always a curious kid. I always asked a million questions. I said, "Dad, what's that mean?" He went to his room and he got his Bible. And he showed me how I could go to heaven when I died. Amen. I remember then walking in the foyer that Sunday, and preacher, when those rooms was back there, preacher was standing there, and his dad said he wants to talk to you. Now, I was always scared of preacher, not because he was a scary person, but I just respected him as office of the pastor. And he said, "Well, Billy, what do you want to tell me?" And I said, "I accepted Jesus as my personal Savior." And he went through it. I remember him asking me if I was sure. And I remember the day that I was walking up the back steps of the baptistry, and Brother Porter was back there, and I slipped getting down the baptistry, and he caught me. And I remember that, and I remember preacher had to get me up on his arm because no one could see me, and he baptized me that day. And I'm just thankful for every Sunday school teacher, Miss Liz. I was in her class when I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Now she was so happy for me, and I'm just thankful for the teachers that taught me, every one of them, and Miss Sue and Mr. Ed and Dave as the youth pastor, and then Dad as youth pastor. I'm just thankful for every one of them, how I can be standing up here today. Turn to Acts chapter 7, if you would, please. Verse number 49. Jesus says here, "Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, saith the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? Hath not my hand made all these things? Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in hearts and ears, why do you resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did? So do you." Many times the Lord wants us to do something, and the Holy Ghost speaks to us, and we don't want to do it. Now, when surrendering to preach, I resisted the Holy Ghost for a long time. And I wrote preacher a letter one day that I said, "I think the Lord was calling me to preach, but I just wasn't sure of the timing yet." And I resisted him, and boy, how you just feel so crummy when you're resisting the Holy Ghost. And man, when I got down there, a burden was lifted. Man, I was happy after that. I'm not a very emotional person. I guess I am now, but I'm not an emotional person. And I'm not want to say amen in church very much, but after that I went by myself and I drove down the road and I just praised the Lord that I got to do the thing that he was calling me to do. I remember it was during pastor school at First Baptist Church in 2001, and I was only 10 years old and I went, and Dr. Hiles just died. And we went there and we thought about not going because Dr. Hiles died, and we went anyways. And he brought Dr. Hiles' chair up on the platform and said, "Someone needs to fill that chair." Dr. Scott did. Yep. And they came through, and each one of them, 313 people, I think, sat in that chair. And I just felt something down in my heart. They showed a video that week of Dr. Hiles. He preached fresh oil. They showed a message of that. I thought, man, I want that, whatever that is. And when I surrendered to preach, I was like, "God, I'm not going to quit till I see revival." Amen. Dad says that. "I'm not going to quit till I'm filled with the Holy Ghost." Amen. And when I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, I'm not going to quit. And I pray that each one of us gets that down in our hearts. Whatever Amen. You do, you're a Sunday school teacher, bus worker, you just come to clean the church, do it with all your might and pray about it and be filled with the Holy Ghost. Yes. But now the question is, why aren't we being filled with the Holy Ghost? Well, what's going on? The sin of America has just gotten to us. It's time to read the Bible. We should read the Bible every day. Many of us don't, but we should. And we get wrapped up with the TV, and we sit there and watch the TV. Instead of reading our Bible, we get into it. Now, I like the TV. I like Green Acres. That's why I have a vest on, because of Mr. Douglas. But I like the TV, but it gets us wrapped up in it, and we get away from from what we're supposed to do. We get away from God. And man, we should get in this book. My favorite book is Acts. That's why I'm preaching out today. When preacher asked me to preach last night, I was like, I'll preach about Acts. I like Acts. Because I like the Holy Ghost, because I just want whatever that thing is. And I pray to God that just, again, that each one of us will just get a hold of this thing and get in this book and read the book and get in prayer when we should. And the TV sure steals us from that.
Yes, sir.
The swearing, the nudity, we get all this in our head.
Yes.
And the drugs and everything that's on it, and we get on it, and then we try to get in the book, and you're not going to receive nothing after watching that. You can't get in this book after you're doing that and get in here, the holy book that God given us. It just not going to work that way. You can't listen to the radio and then get in the book and expecting something to happen. On the way to church, we listen to gospel music, but on the way home from church, we listen to something else. And we wonder why we're not being filled with the Holy Ghost. We need to get in this book and get right with God and repent of our sins and get with it. People's dying and going to hell, and we're more wrapped up in what the TV says and what the radio says, what this stupid election has to say. I pray that we just get away from this election and get with God and pray that God will fill the person and save them from their sins and get with it than worrying about who's going to be the next president. God knows who the next president is going to be. God will take care of the country. God will deal with it the way he wants to deal with it. I pray that we just pray for the candidates rather than worry about who's going to be. Preachers totally change their whole message and preach about this dumb election than preaching about people getting saved and what it's really about. They offend somebody when they come in because they're preaching against something that they shouldn't be than preaching about people getting saved and preaching from their sins. I just don't understand it anymore. I want something to happen in America so bad that I can't stand it. And all this sin and all this stuff that's going on, I just don't understand. This people just need to get with it. People need to get down on their knees and pray for the power of the Holy Ghost and pray that the Holy Ghost fills them. And once they do, I pray that they keep on going and they pray that the Holy Ghost isn't going to leave. And that's what's going to change America. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to preach, Lord. And Lord, I pray that the people of America and the fundamental Baptist churches just lets things go, Lord. And Lord, just worried about more about you, Lord, being filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord. And Lord, I just pray you have your way during this altar call. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.